Hello, ladies and gentlemen, good morning. My name is Peter Vogt, and I would like to talk about this long topic. 36 words. I think it's the longest topic on this summit. I must read it now. Yeah? Yeah? How did the city of Rheinsberg and the European Lake District become more accessible through the creation of the accessible hotel, and what impact did these developments have on the other hand, on the hotel itself? And my presentation will be not so long. First of all, I would like to introduce my workplace to you. I'm the director of Germany's largest fully accessible hotel. It is called The Hotel and is located in the beautiful little town Rheinsberg. Do you know where Rheinsberg is? No, of course. Here is a map of Germany. Around Berlin lies the federal state of Brandenburg, with the most waterways in Germany and more than 3,000 lakes. 90 kilometers in the north of Berlin, you find the Ruppin Lake District and the city of Rheinsberg. And here you see the hotel, which is the starting point for my presentation. For a better understanding of the influence from the hotel on the region, first some informations and impressions. The lake on our doorstep is the beginning of a beautiful waterway through a lot of seas up to the Baltic Sea. You can go by boat from our lake to the Baltic Sea, but it takes 3 days. At first, the idea behind the hotel. You have to know the owner of the hotel is the first Donnersmarck Foundation in Berlin, established in 1916. There are over 100 years experience in rehabilitation for people with disabilities. And these experiences are a great input for development of this concept. In 1992, work began on a concept that would be unique in the hotel landscape in Germany, maybe even in Europe this time. With the opening of the Seehotel in 2001, a hotel range was created which is not only unique in its functionality and its clever engineering down to the last detail, but also attractive attention with a timeless and high quality design. And to show you that it's true what I said, some pictures. The hotel lobby with a view directly on the lake behind the windows. The swimming pool with a hoist and very warm water. Normally in this pool is 30 degrees. There's a small one with 34 degrees. There are two saunas, a normal one and one with steam. The sports hall with 500 square meters for every kind of events. Here, a competition in wheelchair dancing, the International German Classics. Bowling for everyone. Also, wheelchair drivers can use it with the little support. Maybe you can see the small ramps from wood. The restaurant with 150 places. The most of the tables are height adjustable. At last, some facts and figures. Opening 2001, 104 rooms and 6 apartments. That means together exactly 200 beds. Completely barrier-free is clear. Swimming pool, sports hall, sauna, restaurant and cocktail bar, we have saw. 9,000 guests in a year, and 40,000 overnight stays in a year. That means each guest stays about 5 days. Now we come to the influence on the city. Rheinsberg have 5,000 inhabitants. Especially in summer, the hotel guest shapes the cityscape. For the companies in Rheinsberg, this is also means an increase of purchasing power. Many shop owners have rebuilt the access to their shops barrier-free. Accessibility was given special attraction in all construction works on roads and paths in the city. Here is the castle of Rheinsberg from the 18th century, the biggest attraction in the area. After long discussions with the historians, it has been possible to install an elevator in the historical castle to give visitors in wheelchairs the possibility for sightseeing. And this was a very, very long discussion, some years. A horse farm in Rheinsberg built a barrier-free carriage and offers excursions from the hotel for the hotel guests. There will be joint tours for people with and without disabilities. A small company built a boat for wheelchair users to explore the lakes. Now the influence on the region. The state of Brandenburg recognized with the opening of the hotel in 2001 the opportunity to take a leading role in the barrier-free tourism in Germany. From now on, barrier-free tourism played a major role in the marketing of the state. Today, Brandenburg is a benchmark for barrier-free tourism in Germany. Here you can find some information on the homepage Brandenburg Barrier-Free about possibilities for barrier-free holidays in a very, very nice area. On December the 13th in 2016, the state government approved a program to implement the UN Disability Rights Convention. It sets out to improve access to train stations, public facilities, and leisure facilities. Now a wonderful example. With the financial support of the state of Brandenburg and the European Union, a passenger ship could be equipped with barrier-free access, a toilet, and a lift to the sun deck. This is a nice success for our hotel guests. And now the last question, what is the impact back to the hotel? Oh, sorry. More attractive due to better leisure activities. We saw the carriage and the boat. Better accessibility by public transport. More recommendation through positive experiences. Better arguments for the marketing and more satisfied guests. Thank you for your attention. And if you need some more information, I have some flyers in English. And at the end, you come to me and I will give you something. Thank you.